Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Kosher is Isha Mavteh Chaluka V'chute Savacha. A woman can tie the straps on her shirt and her hat on Shabbos because they're temporary knots. The Gemara explains the Chiddush in each of these halachos. First, Mavteh Chaluka teaches that even in a case where there are two knots on her shirt and she generally only unties one to remove the shirt, leaving the other knot on a more permanent basis, she can tie and untie both knots, even the one that's left on a more permanent basis. Next, Chute Savacha teaches that even if her hat is somewhat loose and she can remove it without untying the knot, it's still not considered to be a permanent knot. At the end of the daf, the Gemara has very similar explanations for the Chiddush, that you can tie knots on wine and oil flasks, on pots of meat, and on ropes to hold animals in. The Gemara goes on, Ritzuos min al v'sandal, tani chad chayiv chatos, v'tani idach patra v'laser, v'tani idach mutal l'charchila. Three brises about the level of chiyuv for untying shoe and sandal straps, and the Gemara explains that there's no contradiction between the brises. The varying brises about shoes can be explained as follows. Hadik tani chatos b'du ushkafi. The brisa that says there's a chiyuv chatos is speaking about knots made by shoemakers. Patra v'laser, Midrabanan. The brisa that says it's also midrabanan is speaking about knots on the shoes of rabbis that are tied pretty loosely so shoes can be removed without tying or untying. Mutal chachila b'dibnei machuza. The brisa that said it's mutter speaks of knots of b'nei machuza who would tie their shoes very tightly and therefore need to be untied every night when they remove their shoes, so those knots are very temporary in nature. The various brisas about sandals can be explained as follows. Hadik tani chayiv chatos b'ditayayi dekat riushkofi. The brisa that said your chayiv chatos for the knots on sandals was speaking about the knots made by shoemakers for Arabian merchants. Patra v'laser b'duchumrasa dekatri inhu. The brisa that says patra v'laser speaks about knots made by the person who wears them. When the knots need to constantly be adjusted because the sandals are shared by two people, it's completely mutter to untie them, just as Abaye paskin for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'kazal basrei de Rabbi Yavo b'karmelis, ifsik ritzua de sandale. When Rabbi Yirmiyahu was going after Rabbi Yavo in the Karmelis and the strap of his shoe snapped, Rabbi Yavo did not consider the shoe muktzah and permitted repairing the shoe using a wet reed. In a similar story in Chatzer, Rav Yosef did consider the shoe to be muktzah. The Gemara explains that everybody agrees it should be muktzah, but Hasam Lo Minter and a Karmelis where the sandal isn't protected will waive the Isur Muktzah to save the owner from losing his sandal entirely. The Gemara points out that even though a sandal with a broken outer strap can be usable by switching it to your other foot, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the sandal is considered Muktzah. Although we will later bring a statement that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we conclude that Amorai Ninuva Libid Rabbi Yochanan. It's Machlokas Amorai, what Rabbi Yochanan actually held. When the outer straps of a sandal snap, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's no longer Mekabel Tumah, and the Rabbanan hold that it's still Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yochanan points out that just like Rabbi Yehuda no longer considers it a sandal with respect to the halachos of Tumah, Kach le'inyan Shabbos. It's also not going to be considered a kli with respect to Shabbos, and it therefore would be considered muktzah. The Gemara concludes that v'chein lechalitza, even with respect to chalitza, it's not going to be considered a shoe anymore, can't be used for chalitza. Although Rabbi Yochanan paskens like a Stam Mishnah, and we have a Stam Mishnah that implies that if only the outer strap broke, it's still considered a kli, and would be Tameh, and not be Muktzah, the Mishnah must be speaking about a sandal that had at least two outer straps to begin with, and that's why when the outer strap breaks, it's still considered to be a viable kli, because it still has another strap there. Tanan Hasam. Kol klei balibatim shiuran karimonin. The Mishnah says that klei balibatim lose their tumah when they're broken to the point that they can no longer hold pomegranates. By Chizkia, nikev kamotzi zayis ustamo v'chazav nikev kamotzi zayis ustamo. Chizkia asks about a kli that keeps developing smaller holes, which are immediately fixed, but the combination of the holes would equal or exceed the size of a pomegranate. Would this kli also lose its tumah status? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shani Salon. Rabbi Yochanan answers this question based on the Mishnah that if a sandal strap broke and was repaired, and the second strap broke and was repaired, the sandal loses its tumah status since both straps had broken at some point. And we assume, Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan, the sandal is an entirely remade kli with a new status. Similarly, the kli that went through several minor repairs to the point that much of it is new would be considered Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan, a new kli without any of the old tumah. Kari alei less din barinish. Chizkiya was so impressed by Rabbi Yochanan's answer that he gave him a great compliment, either that he's superhuman or the epitome of a human being. This fits the general attitude that we have toward great amoraim of earlier generations when we say im rishona bnei malachim anu bnei anashim, im rishona bnei anashim anu kechamorim. If the earlier generations were sons of angels, we're sons of men. If they were sons of men, then we're like nothing but donkeys. That's a basic review of Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Beis.